breezer. We can take it steezy with the dingers. With the dingers. Everyone's fanatic. All those made of plastic at the Dream Halls. At the Dream Halls. Forever sips, forever soft, forever can, forever fun. Hey, hey, life at the Dingers. Blar, blar,
life at the Dingers. Hey, hey everyone! Welcome to Blar Blar Blarby, our regularly scheduled podcast where we dive into the moral and political implications, subliminal or not so subliminal messages, and out there conspiracy theories contained within each episode of Barbie Life in the Dream House. I'm Maggie. Oh, looks like a Swedish furniture outlet threw up in here. Hemmedinger.
And I'm Evie, may cause cooties, Hemmedinger.
And I'm Dylan, delivery for 1959 Malibu Way. I'm a dinger.
This week we're going to be talking about episode 8, Sticker It Up. This episode aired on June 8th, 2012. But before we get to that, we've been receiving your mountains and mountains of tweets and ads. And we get it. We get it. There is a Barbie movie coming out. However,
the inbox is flooded, everyone.
We just don't have that much to say. We don't have enough information. Mm-hmm. All that's really confirmed about it is that Margot Robbie is Barbie, which, mm-hmm. wow. And then... Ryan Gosling is Ken, mm-hmm. and that the Barbie theme song won't be in it, which is
utterly disappointing.
We just don't care.
All right, but let us know if you want a live watch party. I think that could be great.
2023, stay tuned for that. We will sell tickets.
Obviously, and they will be $80 a piece, and it will be virtual.
Yeah, just kind of let us know in the comments below interest for that.
MST3K and we'll
get
that, style.
We'll get that planned. yeah, so when more information is released, we... we'll probably talk more about it, mm-hmm. If we have opinions about it. So stop adding us, okay?
Yes. You know us. If there's something to talk about, we talk about it. And so far, there's really not much.
So far?
So trust us.
I mean, even the teaser clips were nothing. It was just
like a slideshow.
It was a slideshow that was done by a 12-year-old.
I thought it was very inspirational.
Yeah. It was used... they think they used copyright-free music. Like, royalty-free.
Oh, yeah.
Just kind of general beats. Anyway. I mean,
they don't need to try. Everyone's going to see this movie.
Exactly.
I'm already hooked.
We put it
on your calendars.
On your calendars. Summer 2023. Yeah. All right. So, this episode is called Sticker It Up. Barbie and the fam, they want to redecorate. That's a relatable urge. I'm usually sitting there thinking about redecorating.
As a summary of this episode real quick, it made me sick.
Yeah, honestly, it was rather unsettling.
It was.
So the premise of the episode, right? So Barbie and her sisters, they want to redecorate. And so they all immediately get on their respective electronic devices and start ordering.
With no coordination.
No coordination.
And they're all the rooms. Every single room. Mm-hmm. Not their own rooms.
Yep. They're...
oh, every part
community rooms.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
And no communication at all.
No, and no consulting Ken, who lives, as we said, in the basement.
Of course.
That we dug under the house.
That's
so true. That's so true. And whose card is going on?
Yeah, who's... I mean, who's paying for this? Probably Barbie. Probably Barbie. She's got the credit card. She's got that cash money.
I bet Chelsea's got some...
she's got that plastic money.
I bet Chelsea has got some...
she's probably got some side hustles
going on. I bet Chelsea's, like, laundering money in some way. I mean, she did have that lemonade stand, didn't she?
That's coming up.
Yeah. This episode starts in the foyer, or foyer, depending on how fancy you want to be. Mm-hmm. And I just like to... talk about a little note that the Dream House wiki thought was notable. It is the room that, oh, sorry, not the foyer, the living room. It doesn't start in the, wait, no, it does start in the living room. Just yes. Kidding.
Yeah, yeah, it starts in the living room.
Okay. Talking about the living room. Foyer is for a later time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The living room reveals Barbie's frozen yogurt machine collection.
I didn't catch in this episode. One.
No,
this
it must be a different. It's episode. A different one. I bet it's her birthday one where mm-hmm. they're in the living room and they reveal a million secret compartments where she puts her millions of the same exact present. That's the one they found noteworthy.
Yeah.
That one.
I mean, it is kind of...
yogurt machine collection.
No, think about it, though. It kind of does give a different tone of the episode of, like, they're just sitting in this room, but it's not even really a room. It's all just
the appliances.
Yes.
Secret frozen yogurt room.
Yes, under each cushion is a Froger.
Froger!
That's what they call them in Barbie, because they don't have the rights to yogurt.
Another thing about the living room, though, if you were wondering... if you wanted an exact replica of it, it is available. We saw
the live version of Barbie before it came out.
Posted by Barbie on YouTube.
Yeah, it appears there is a dollhouse you can get by, and it has the exact replica of the living room. Very
the exact Barbies too.
Yes,
that you can. Usually maneuver to move around like they did.
Mm-hmm. So, I want to circle back to right before they start ordering everything. Mm-hmm. They do have a little bit of coordination. They kind of brainstorm some things out loud, and I've collected a list of the things they mm-hmm. brainstormed to order to redecorate. The first one was a surround sound system that literally surrounds the house. The mm-hmm. second one was a chair that converts into a skateboard ramp. And the third was monkey bars with real monkeys. Now, I gotta say, all of those sound like pretty terrible ideas. No. None of them sound like even like in your fantasies.
Yes, it's not like, you know, like this, we're not creating Back to the Future again and like,
right.
I'm like, oh, the future is gonna have monkey bars with monkeys on them.
Yeah, right, like, or a surround sound that literally surrounds the house. It's like, oh, that sounds terrifying.
Yeah.
That wouldn't like, help you at all.
No.
I mean, that's just noise pollution.
That's noise pollution.
Yeah, mm-hmm. just move where there's construction.
And if there's monkeys on your monkey bars, you will not be using those monkey bars.
You won't be on the monkey bars.
You will just be cleaning up monkey poop.
Forever, being attacked by monkeys. Constantly be on the ground. You cannot
monkeys
walk under those monkey bars.
Are vicious.
They are.
I'll also say that it starts off with Barbie saying, I don't know the last time we've redecorated. Seems like it's been forever. And then immediately it cuts to an interview where she says, actually, it was last Tuesday. So clearly she knows.
She does know.
She knows what she's doing. And she's really pushing the capitalist agenda.
She is.
That's some major consumerism conspiracy. Because
then, like, what do they do with all the stuff, you know? Like, all the old stuff. Probably just throw it away.
Yeah, and what do they do with all the sticker wrappers?
That's gotta be... That's gotta be a lot of pollution.
I mean, their whole world is plastic.
That's true. It's fantastic. That's what they say.
They won't be saying that much longer. Mm-mm. Hot Malibu sun comes out. Wouldn't want you to melt.
Is that a threat? So, if you haven't seen the episode, what they do when they order is they order all these products online, and then they come in a big box with we don't get to see the delivery man, but we do hear the delivery guy, mm-hmm. and he says,
delivery for 1959 Malibu Way,
which is apparently one of the only times we get to hear him.
One of the two times. But
it's
also, I think, the first time we hear their address.
Yeah.
So I did go ahead and look that up to see if that was a place we could go to.
I mean, 1959,
that's
Barbie
the
year
that Barbie was...
Oh, okay, so it's a little Easter egg.
Yeah, a little Easter egg.
Okay, well, I looked it up, and it's not that exact address, but there is a Malibu Barbie house mansion that you can stay in. It's an Airbnb kind of place, and it's not surprisingly affordable, like $60
a night.
For, like, I think multiple people stay here. I think it's a resort kind of place. But
that's still pretty cheap.
You know what's cool about it is that there are, I'm sure this is not a permanent setup, but they have people stay there, like a world-class fencing champion and an aerospace engineer and pilot and a celebrity hairstylist and a renowned local chef, and they'll give you lessons in those things.
I know. Oh, wow.
While you stay there.
So that you can become more like Barbie.
Exactly. So you can become a professional and everything.
I gotta say, I think that's a little bit misleading, that price, because here on Airbnb, it does say $613 a
night. No, that's different. This was maybe a promotion, I guess. It was to commemorate Barbie's 60th anniversary.
So that's why it's 60.
Oh.
Yeah, well, now it's $600.
Okay, now.
And now we have
inflation, man.
Inflation,
crazy,
man.
Crazy. So, okay. You know,
well, we will be taking donations.
P.O. Box 1959. send them our way.
Send them those checks. Mm. And we will YouTube live stream our entire stay.
You'll get the experience that you don't have to.
You can learn how to cook, how to whatever the other things were.
Do some Barbie master classes.
Barbie master classes.
Yeah.
Let's see. We also... Okay, so they order the furniture, and it all comes in the form of stickers. And so they just put the sticker down where they want the item, and then they just pull the item out of the sticker. Now, I do think that's probably the most believable thing that happens in the episode. Like, everything else is just the fact that, like, that's how their furniture works. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, I guess okay.
Sure.
I guess that's how that works, huh?
We'll just have to accept that.
Yeah.
Swallow it and move on.
Like, it's honestly more unbelievable what they order and where they put it.
What they order is absurd, considering the age range as well. Because the first, like, couple things they pull out is, like, toilets.
Yeah.
Like, several toilets. I'm like,
toilets?
And like, this is, Chelsea's what, six?
Yeah.
Who's ordering a toilet? Like, and globes? Several globes, I thought. All
a globes, yeah. Skipper, I think, she orders a trampoline, and I'm like, oh, that makes sense.
No, Stacy.
Oh, Stacy orders a trampoline, and I'm like, oh, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. You know, trampolines are fun. But she uses it, I think, just to put the chandelier up.
Yeah,
she
ordered it.
Yes.
She put it underneath and then jumps on the trampoline to go put the sticker on the ceiling for the chandelier.
It's also like the saddest little trampoline. Like,
it's really small.
It's one of those like workout ones that doesn't really
matter. No, it's one of those ones where like when you're a kid, you get so excited because you're like, it's kind of like a trampoline. Mm-hmm. And so you're like really, really excited.
The ones on the fun bus.
It's always.
The activity bus.
The tumble bus?
The tumble bus.
Oh, man. L for the tumble bus.
Life at the Commons. Oh, yeah. Life at the Commons, Barbie. Lots of crack content. A fandom user, Anonymous, said on the living room page, on December 30th, 2013, I love the living room. I want to live in the dream house. You know, relatable. It's great spot. A fandom user, 1 year later, well, not even one, just a couple months later, replied, that would be so great. With an ellipsis in between every single word.
Ellipses.
That would be so great.
Man, that leaves a lot to think about.
Is it the same user? I think it is. I think they were just sort of like,
they need some validation.
That would be so great, but slower.
But a lot slower.
A lot slower. A lot slower.
Man.
I wanted y'all's help to decipher this particular comment.
Yeah, yes.
This is on the foyer, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the double grand staircase is, for reference.
Yes. Okay. A fandom user, September 4th, 2015.
Mm-hmm.
Kent Blue House. It's awesome. It has two couches, and he has his garage for his car. It means parking lot in his garage right now. And then he was green car. And then it was framed. It was awesome. Ken's beautiful room. It was came from upstairs. In downstairs, he has his phone. And then he was talking to his babe, Barbie. And then Ken was giving the fun card. It was means sister fun day. And then his pants and his face, it was darkness. And then Barbie got email about Fifth Harmony at the mall, and it doesn't make senses.
Well, that was comprehensible.
Lots of fact there.
All I can say is it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense. Wow, Barbie, Barken in his pants and his face in darkness.
This sounds like the kind of enthusiasm we need on this show.
Yeah. Yes. Maybe we can invite
fandom users. A fandom user, please.
Please, a fandom
so
user.
So if that is you, a fandom user, please drop us an email or a tweet.
Yeah, it seems like you have a lot of insight into Ken's sort of timeline and personal life, so yes. I'd love to know more about that.
I would really love to know more about the darkness pants and the green room.
The green car.
Also, fun car.
No, Sister Fun Day. You guys are mixing it all up. How could you not remember it? It was so comprehensible. It flowed so easily.
Something about two couches. So good.
In the garage.
Ken's Blue House.
Ken's Blue House. How could I forget Ken's Blue House?
Which is definitely related to this. Yeah. They also, a fandom user did comment. I just thought this was interesting. They commented on the living room. They said, I like Chelsea's bedroom, and I like Barbie's bedroom. Mm.
That's it.
It's like that. Okay. I guess you don't like this.
They commented on the foyer just to say that.
Yeah, I like Chelsea's bedroom, and I like Barbie's bedroom. This one, I you know what?
If you don't have anything nice to say,
don't say it.
Oh, man.
Just manners.
Well.
Mm. So they do end up putting, I think Barbie puts up a TV.
Yeah.
Gets that in operation, turns it on.
Pulls it out of the wall.
Yeah, pulls it out of the wall, turns it on with the remote, and then we get little snippets of some ads on the channels.
Yeah, the first one is a soccer game with a really questionable accent.
Russian?
It was
Hispanic.
Oh, was it?
Well, I was supposed to, I don't know. I think it was somebody doing a bad accent impression.
Yeah.
Like, it was, like borderline racist.
Here, wait. What if I just played the clip real quick?
Javier, it's probably not an issue. It's just the one clip.
Yeah, it's about 4 seconds. So.
Yeah.
Okay, here, let me turn my volume up.
And the sweeper passes to center, who passes
dorsal separately.
May cause cooties.
Do you want your own after-school business?
Works like a charm.
It's like...
Do you want your own after-school business?
It's like, oh, that's a little...
But I will say, may cause cooties sounds a lot like Ken.
It does sound like Ken. That was definitely Ken's
just
voice.
Like Ken's voice. So if that is Ken, what's he peddling?
What is he?
What might
is he
cause
selling
cooties?
That's gonna cause cooties?
Do you think he's selling his body?
No.
Hey, you know what?
He's gotta be selling like hair products. I feel like.
I mean, but listen, his full time job, he doesn't make money from it because his full time job is Barbie. So maybe he makes a little on the side with some sex work.
Yeah,
there's no shame in that.
There isn't, but like. It's a weird ad.
It would be weird to be on TV, I think.
Yeah, it would be a weird thing to put
but
on TV.
Who knows? Maybe the Barbie world is very sex positive.
I wouldn't be surprised. So the sticker placements get a little bit more hectic. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just a bit. They don't even. They start even not pulling them out of the sticker.
No, they just stick them.
They've
all
given up.
Chelsea and Stacy have a battle. They both have Stacy has a beanbag chair, I think.
Yeah, it's like a beanbag looking blue chair.
Chelsea has a like
really
pink
boring like
just a
pink.
It looks
pink,
so
like
uncomfortable.
Like a tea like a tea time chair.
Yeah, like really.
And they're putting them on the wall for some reason. Why are you putting the chairs on the wall? But then they start like, they both want to put their chair right there. So they're right. stacking them on top of each other. No, my beanbag. No, my chair. No, my beanbag. No, my chair. And apparently we have 20 each.
So they stack. Oh, more than that. They had so many.
They had a lot of chairs.
They stack them all up and the stickers fall off. They take them out, take the chair out of the
See
stickers.
See who won.
And it's some sort of mutated,
yeah.
cross-pollinated chair.
Yeah.
Have really no reaction to it. They're neither pleased nor upset. They shrug at it. but my question is, what are the consequences of them playing God like that, you know?
Oh, yeah, like manipulating. I mean, if they're made of plastic,
exactly.
and these things are made of plastic, then what separates them, really?
What's the difference?
This is basically
genetic. They're flesh chairs. They're flesh chairs.
Flesh chairs. These are flesh chairs.
Mm-hmm. That brings up a lot.
I'm gonna leave it at that. All right. So they've got stickers all over the frickin' wall, all over the ceiling, everywhere. It's a disaster. And then Ken walks in and he says his classic IKEA reference, looks like a Swedish furniture outlet threw up in here. And now, like, also, like, he delivers it pretty blandly, I gotta say. Mm-hmm. Like, he walks in and there's not even a moment to think about it. Like, he had that ready to go.
It sounds like maybe, like, they handed the actor a script and he was like, I don't get that joke, so
yeah.
I don't know what you're referring to, but I mean based on the other scripts you've given me, it's not too much of a stretch to think that you would just say that and put it in there. So
yeah, he just kind of says it.
Mm-hmm.
And then without much hesitation at all, or no, so Barbie's like, oh man, I forgot I had a date,
and she says, I can't go out with the house like this.
Yeah, can't leave with the house looking
all
like this
sticker
disaster.
All up.
So then Ken is like, no worries, I'm always prepared for an emergency. Mm-hmm. And it's like, is this really an emergency, Ken?
There's just stickers.
It's
like
just stickers.
He pulls out the hardware, like the tools.
Yeah, he puts his own sticker up with to get the, what is it, like a sticker remover?
Yeah, it's like
a
hammer.
I think it was a
hammer.
Like squeegee, scrapey thing.
Yeah, it was a scrapey thing and a hammer, which I don't know how
the hammer,
that hammer.
Yeah, but then we hear a lot of
noises.
Yeah, like
lots of working hard and like.
It sounds like some animals were harmed.
There was an elephant.
There was an elephant trumpet and.
That's what I'm saying.
What I'm worried about is that they ordered an elephant.
Oh,
yeah.
And then Ken had
and
to
so,
put him down.
And that's some sort of like illegal endangered animal underground.
Yeah, that's
market. Like, not.
They're getting into some stuff.
Barbie, I don't think that is what you should be doing with your money.
No.
And then making Ken deal with that.
Yeah, like making Ken do all that when they could have easily taken off the stickers themselves.
Yeah, if you put the sticker up on the wall, you could take the sticker down.
You got a trampoline for it.
It's just
and
like
you probably got 20 million more trampolines.
Like, yeah.
Apparently you buy in bulk.
Yeah, they do.
She would say, if you got yourself up in the tree, you could get yourself down from the tree. If you put the sticker up there, you could get the sticker back down from there.
It does seem an unnecessary manipulation of Ken once again.
Yeah, and like that, I mean, they didn't ask him to. You know, he was just like, don't worry, I got it. But they didn't do anything. They weren't looking like they were going to make a move
and
to clean
anything
up. It
didn't help at all. That's the thing. Like, if he had helped them out, that makes sense. But they did nothing.
It's just an unnecessary, like an unhealthy balance, I think.
Yeah.
Where Ken just ends up doing all the...
He's
the fixing and
yeah.
And they just kind of, like, assume that he's going
to. He's going to. Yeah, exactly. They become reliant on him. And then he... I think this is his only purpose in life.
I mean, I think, in fact, she was probably like she totally could have gone on that date, but she was like, he wants to go on this date. I can use that as leverage. I'm not leaving the house if it looks
exactly.
like this, but I'm also not going to clean it up.
There it is.
Yep.
Spelled out.
That
Ken,
is...
blink twice if you need help.
And then at the end, Barbie and Ken leave to go on their date, and the rest of the fam sits back on the couch, pauses for 1 second, and then's like, I can't remember the last time we redecorated, which is like either funny joke, ha ha ha, or do they really have that short term of memory?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can they really Do they really not know?
I think Barbie's the only one who has a memory.
A memory.
What is that, like the amygdala or something?
The hippocampus.
The hippocampus.
Oh, okay. I think that's fight or flight.
They just don't have
a
hippocampus.
They don't. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
That's what the noise was. It wasn't an elephant. It was a hippo.
Camp.
They put it down.
No!
You know how hippos sound exactly like elephants. Because they're both big and all big things make the same noises.
There's different categories of sizes that all make the same noises.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, no, they get back right on their devices, start ordering again, and it's just, yeah. I mean,
you can just see the repeat.
It's sickening, it is, like I said, like, what a waste of wealth.
Of wealth, man.
And just stuff.
It's just stuff.
Stuff.
I mean, these people cannot be trusted.
No.
They cannot.
And then, so, you leave the episode with that, and it... I don't know. I felt pretty unsettled, unsatisfied by that ending. Wasn't my favorite.
No, this one wasn't great. I do want to go back to a couple things I forgot that we skipped.
Mm-hmm.
First, I like to give a brief spotlight to the moment, to the quote, "Ooh, carpets, drapes, and furniture that change color to match your outfit."
That's when they're looking at a catalog.
That's when they're looking. That's at the very beginning.
Yeah.
And you know, to me, what I first thought was like, do the carpets match the drapes? So that I don't know if that was a purposeful joke.
Yeah.
But it's in there.
Meant to catch some people there.
And I'd also like to have sort of a discussion.
Change color to match your outfit or your pubes.
Or your pubes.
Is what was obviously implied.
We hear you loud and clear, Barbie.
And also Taffy's comment.
Oh, I forgot about Taffy's dog racism comment. Taffy, when everything was...
Taffy's the dog.
The golden retriever, we think. And she
a yellow Labrador retriever.
A yellow Labrador retriever. She has a talking head, in response to the mess that the humans, Barbies are making, whatever.
Dolls
are making. And she says, what does she say?
She's like, it looks like a couple of Cocker Spaniels decorated in here or something.
Yeah, and it's like, what you got against Cocker Spaniels, Taffy? And so Cocker Spaniel, if you're not a dog person, which I'm not, we had to look up Cocker Spaniels, is like the Lady and the Tramp dog, and I think they're known for being pretty smart, so it's like, I don't know.
I don't understand what
she's implying here.
Maybe just because it has the word cock in it.
Maybe she's just jealous. Maybe because it has the word cock in it.
That was my first thought, but I couldn't really connect it.
Yeah.
It's just... Maybe she's like, a bunch of dicks did this.
Yeah. Destroyed by a pack of cock.
Like, what does it mean? What does it mean, Taffy?
I did take a little peek into Taffy's wiki.
Mm-hmm.
And I just found this exchange that I like to share with you guys. A fandom user in 2014 said, "Ugh, I hate dogs. I love cats better than these ugly, rascal-looking mangy rats." And then another fandom user, Anonymous, a few months later comments, "Me too." Mm-hmm. And there's no way of knowing if that's the same one, I'm just saying. And then in reply to that, in 2015, a fandom user says, frowny face, "Excuse me? Look, you can hate them all you want, but nobody talks about dogs like that. I have a dog." So that's very insulting. He's probably not happy about that either. Look, I have nothing against it. You, a thing, them. I hate things too. And I'm not trying to be mean, but please don't insult them like that. I've seen puppies. They're the cutest things in the world.
I've seen.
Like kittens, but doggier.
But dog-ear.
Like kids, but dog-ear.
That is pretty reasonable request. That was actually one of the most polite responses.
It's
to
okay that you hate things.
It's okay to hate things.
Just don't cyberbully dogs.
There are things that I hate too, but yeah, it's very you should not speak like
you know,
that.
I can recognize my own flaws as this person. As, you know, this is a growth moment.
I mean, come on. You may have not seen puppies, but I have.
Okay. And they're just like kittens, but doggier.
But doggier.
You won't believe your eyes. You thought kittens are good. You've been missing out on these doggy, these dog ears.
And now animals. I do see that Maggie is on Airbnb.
I'm looking for the Barbie house.
So it looks like this episode might be coming to a close.
I want to find the Barbie house because this one, I realized that the one I was looking at, the $600 a night, is in Scottsdale, Arizona, not Malibu.
Okay.
No one wants to go to Arizona for
a iconic campaign. Malibu dream house.
It says iconic Malibu dream house, but that's not this one. And then when I click on the link, it doesn't takes me somewhere else.
Okay.
It just takes me to Airbnb. I think the link is dead. I think the Barbie house is gone.
No.
All right. Been bought.
Now, we previously asked for funds for you guys to send us to this home. Now we ask for funds for us to build this home. Our current goal is $5 million yes. minimum.
Anyone who donates can visit.
Yeah, yep.
But it's a timeshare.
Timeshare.
Amongst our thousands of
fans. All right, thank you for joining us on our Barbie MLM. Just kidding. Thank you for joining us on another episode of Blar 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 B. We really appreciate our fans. Keep us updated with the Barbie news that you hear. Keep your ears to the plastic.
Deliver it to 9-10-59 Malibu Way.
And like we end up every episode, we always say,
as we always say,
horses.
Keep it sleazy. Keep on keeping on.
That's right.
Hey, life with the dingers, blah, blah, life with the dingers, Barbie Buds, a podcast.